We actually made it to the bottom of your Gimel Amidbeis, the top of your Dalet Amid Aleph. I'd like to start again from the two dots in the bottom of your Gimel Amidbeis. We're in the Agadat Perek. The fifth Perek is the Perek where they had Rachmanis, and for people who are used to Bavli and trying to figure out Yerushalmi, so here it's just as hard to read, but at least it flows much easier, the Perek. We learned about, in the Mishnah, we learned about the 15 appointees, the people who had jobs, specific jobs. The bottom line of Yigim Lavibes tells us Nechunya's job was to dig water holes. Water holes and caves that had water in them. He would know which place if you dig do you get cold water? And which has warm water or hot water? And how far the hot water, Mati, how far it goes. So we left with this very strange comment that he dug water holes for everybody and his own child died from thirst. So, Amar Rab Chanina, I have a young man in the shir whose mother is in the jewelry business. He's getting married soon. So he said, what do I got to get? I told him, Aksuba, Tanan. He said, don't forget to get a ring. He said, a ring, you know, my mother sells out, but just get one. I said, you better make sure she has it. It'll be a bizarre, you'll have to go to the competition, you know, at the last minute. So they say that there's a saying in Yiddish that the shoemaker's son goes barefoot. So, I mean, it's not nice to say it here, but, you know, here he was digging water holes for everybody, and his own son died from lack of water, from thirst. Gemara explains the lesson. Gemara says, Amar Chanina, Manda Amar Rachmana Vasran, Yivasrusun B'nei Ma'avoye. This is an expression in the Bavli as well, that somebody who says that God overlooks things, so his intestines should get overlooked. Now, why he's starting up with the intestines, I'm not sure, but it's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a din for everyone. Even though he provided water for everybody, but when it came a din for him, the din applied. God holds his anger and then collects. Amar Abacha, Ksiv v'sevivav nisara ma'id. Midag dikimoyim kuchat asayra. So this is the idea that's famous. It's a Gemara, I think, above a Kama, the Nun somewhere.
Yes.
That HaKadosh Baruch is midagdek ima tzadikim kuchot asayra. HaKadosh Baruch midagdek with tzadikim, even one little thing that they do wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls an accounting to them. And he brings a second pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, they metam hazen. Now from that pasuk, a mamadik siv, v'noiro hu al kol sevivav, mayroi al akroivim yaisim an arachaikim. His awesomeness, his naira, is more on those close than those distant. So the Shlach HaKadosh has an explanation of what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medagdik with tzaddikim kuchot asayra. Like, thank God I'm not a tzaddik, so God is not medagdik with me. So what does it mean? So he says, we find, he's going in the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Kiva's death, he complained. He said, Zu Torah v'zu schara. This is Torah, this is this reward. So God answered him, Kach ola b'machshava l'fanai. This is the way my machshava went up. So the way the Shlach explains it, when God created the world, he had a machshava to create the world with Midas Adin. And then Hashem saw the world is not Niskayim, so Hashem was Mishatif Midas Harachamim. But that means that really it would be better if a person could live with Midas Adin. Somebody's on the Madrega of Rabbi Kiva, and he could go through this world with Midas Adin. So he ends up with a better scorecard. He ends up with a better bank account. If he ends up with the being zeiche with midas hadin, when he comes to Olam Emes, he's better off. There's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It says every day, the Rabbi Shalom, the first 3 hours of the day, he sits down on the kisei shel din. Then he sees the world is not miskayim. So he goes from the kisei shel din to kisei shel rachamim. So the question, obviously, on the Gemara is, like, why does God try it every day? You try it one day, it doesn't work. You go to Midas Arachim. You try it a second day, so you try it 350 days a year, another year, 1,000 years, 2,000 years. You think after 2,000 years, God would learn his lesson and just go straight to the Midas, to the Kisei Shel Rachamim. So the Shlach writes, no. If a person on any given day could be Oymid Midas Adin, it's a chus for him. because it's a schus for a person, even though this world seems terrible, but it's a schus for a person to be able to have midas hadin. So the Gemara is saying that the chunya chayfer shichin was zaycha to a life of Hashem medagdik and tzaddikim kochot asayim.
Adam nida b'chol yom.
Adam nida. Yeah, b'chol yom. Okay. The Gemara brings us another story. Rab Chanya b'shem Rab Shmuel bar Nachman. Maisa b'chosid echad she'echayfa b'ayre shichin u'ma'aris. There was a chosid, he used to do a chesed to people. Dig, the Gemara always says b'ayre shichin u'ma'aris together. Actually, the Gros says, why b'ayre shichin u'ma'aris? He says, what's water good for? It's good for drinking,
washing,
laundering, and bathing.
Right.
So b'ayreis are water pits, usually round, the best place to hold water. Shichin are usually narrow canals, the best for doing laundry. The ladies stand along the bank and they wash it. Amarais are caves that have water, which is where a person can bathe.
Right.
So that's why it always says Bayra Shichin Amaris. Lo'ivrim Vishavim. He printed it free of charge. He dug Bayra Shichin Amaris for people. Pamachas Aisabitoi Iveris Lihinose. His daughter was on a boat. She was on her way to her own wedding. Vishot Fanar, and the boat capsized, the river capsized the boat. Rava Kolama Alolin Legabe, and everybody was tumbling about it. How could it be someone who's Shich and Amara should die in water? Bon Menach Mesev Lekibel Ilave Misnechma. They wanted to give him the Chama. He couldn't be consoled. Or Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair, that was the one with the donkey, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was the Makobo, right? So Pinchas Ben Yair came, Legabe, but Menachem said, I want to give him the Chama. Like Kibbel Ilave, Misnachman. He didn't accept the consolation. Omar Loin, Deinu Chasid Chayin. So Pinchas Ben Yair said to him, this is your tzidkis, that when something happens to you, you don't accept consolation. Omar Loin, Rebbe, Kacha Kacha Yoisa, Kacha Kachir Olay. This is what he did. And this is what happened to him. Omer, Avshur Shai Mechabed is Bayrei B'mayim V'mekapchei B'mayim. Is it possible that he served God with water and Hashem punished him with water? Miyad Nofla Havara Be'ir. There was a tumult in the town. Basa Bite Shalaisiya Ish. And his daughter walked in. Ista Amri B'suchsa Isaris. Some say she grabbed onto wood, a piece of wood, and she floated. Even though the boat capsized, she survived by holding on to a board. An angel in the image of Pichas Be'yar saved her. So the first story didn't have such a happy ending. The second one did. I think there's an idea that a person, we find Be'yakiv Avinu, that a person accepts consolation when someone dies. Somehow, his neshama knew that the child didn't die, he didn't accept consolation. And Be'mela, the
so
child tackle
was
saying.
Not as big of a topic as the previous person.
He wasn't zaycha to it.
Did the first one do it?
Maybe he prayed, you know, even if somebody is zaycha to Shuras, to Bedagda Kisara.
Did the first one do it for nothing?
Did the first one, that's a good question. Maybe the first one got paid for it. He did it for nothing. Could be. Okay.
She died and...
I assume there was no resurrection. We don't really go for resurrections when we don't have to. It's a time problem. The image came and picked and saved her before Pichas Be'yar knew, and then so it's a little. The first shot is natural that you save her aboard. No marsha chidush agadis on this. Gavini Cruz. Gavini was the announcer. He was the mic system in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, we're going through the 15 appointees. Gavini was in charge of Cruz. Shoyamachris Beis HaMikdash. Maha Yoimer. What did he say? I suppose this is an example. He said, Imdu Kayanim Lavaida, Levium Luduchanan, Yisrael Lamamadan. Every carbon had to have, everyone knows a Kayan and a Levi. Every carbon had to have Yisrael too.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be Yisrael standing over every carbon seaver. Agrifa Samela Shama Kailai at Chesparsois. He heard this guy was some hollerer. It went 8 persois. I'm not going to tell you how far that is. That's about, we can't understand it. It's about 15, 16 miles.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Vinosalai, I once had a boy like that in my bunk. Vinosalai Matronis Harvey, and Agrifus rewarded him. So exactly how this happened, I have no idea. Maybe they had some type of a system, but. Ben Gever on the Ilas Hashar. Ben Gever was in charge of closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Tirgum Rav Kumi, the Beis Rav Shila, Kora Gavra. It says, it was in Yuma, that in the morning they started the Avoida, Kora Gavra. Now that can mean when the rooster crowed, or when the person called. Mm-hmm. It's funny that in Hebrew, the word for a rooster is sometimes a person. Lasech vivina. Some translate rooster, some translate people. So it says Kara Gavra, Achris Kruza. It says he touched. Kara Gavra means Achris Kruza. An announcement was made. Amalei Ema Karatana Gaila. Maybe it means a chicken, a rooster. Amalei Ataninan Ben Gever. The Mishnah says his name was Ben Gever. Islach Lameva Baratana Gaila. Think it was a rooster that was put in charge. It was a person. So Mimela, we know to Taich that it was a person who made the announcements. Bebovi al ha-pekia. Pekia are wicks. Shoya mizayik psilois. Used to make wicks. I guess Pashup Shad is that it's for the menorah. Although in the Mishnayis, there are those who say that it was to light the clothing of the guards that fell asleep. I mentioned it yesterday. If people were guarding the Beis HaMikdash, they fell asleep, they had a right to light their clothing on fire. Rabbi Yossi ol lekufra. Rabbi Yossi was traveling. He came to a city. They were looking for somebody to do tzarchei tzibur. Every shul needs a gabbai, needs someone to be involved in tzarchei tzibur. So somehow every shul gets someone. In this shul, nobody wanted to do it. Nobody wanted to be in charge of things that have to be done for the tzibur. Ol va'omar. So Rabbi Yossi went in and said, Kumeyim ben Bavi ala pkia. Look at Ben Bavi, who was willing to take care of the wicks. Uman zeshen this nine al psilos. Why don't you do big deal wicks? And zochali maris and gedayli adar. He's counted in this mishnah with Mordechai. You know the great people. Atem shatem this man alchayin nefashos lekoshkein. You're going to do more important things. Take care of people's lives, certainly. So he was trying to encourage people to be involved in tzarchei tzibur.
Did it help?
Of course it helped. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, they say the old joke about someone who came in town. He was looking for the president of the Kehillah. So he asked someone in the street, where's Yankel, the president? They said, oh, that creep, he's that away. He stopped someone else, says, where's the president? Where's Yankel? Yankel, the thief, he's that away. Finally he finds him. He says, Yankel, why do you want to be president? He says, I do it for the covet. I do it for the honor. Now, everyone's complaining to him, he does it for the honor. So. Ben Azur was in charge of the tzilzel, the cymbals, the music, they were used as musical instruments. And somehow in the Beis HaMikdash, they were very into these, the cymbals. I don't know why. Ki hod etanin on tamon, heinef haskan besudrin, when the skan waved his handkerchiefs, hikish ben Arza ala tzilzel. Then Ben Arza would bang the cymbals and the music would start. Hugris ben Levi al Ashir, he's in charge of music. Amar Avacha, Ni'ima Yisei Rahoyo Yedeya. This Hugris guy was the Mordechai ben David Lahavdol of his day. His song was beautiful. Amar Alav al Hugris ben Levi. She Yamanim es Kaili Bezemer. He had a beautiful song. Ukushahaya Noyitz Goydloi B'Tech Piv. That is, I don't know how this works. He stuck his thumb in his mouth and made some type of whistling sound. Hayamaitzi Kama Mine Zemer. He was able to whistle in a musical way. And everybody would, now I don't know exactly what Niskar Leib Basraish, they would turn their heads to him, but that doesn't mean it was beautiful. Somehow they'd all be attracted to him from this music. Next, Beis Garmai was in charge of Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmai, oh, see, here we already have the whole story. It's very hard to make Lechem Aponim. It's a bread which was baked evenly, but was shaped like a U that has corners. Very hard to bake things that have turns and corners evenly, that it should bake every way evenly. And then to take it off. In their ovens, they stuck it onto the walls, the dough, and they removed it. There's one place in the Bukharian section of Meir Sha'arim. What? The lafas, they still make that way. But they stick it on the wall and you come and you can see that this guy, when I was there in 73, was doing it. He looked exactly the same. You know, like you do this work, you live forever. but he should live at Mayav Esrim. Maybe he's born in Mayav Esrim by now, but he's been doing it. It's the only place I know you could see.
The Queens, they do that.
What?
The Queens, they do that as well.
What, they stick it to the wall and they take it down? Okay, so I'm just not Zaycheh. So they have something called Radias HaPas. And the Gemara says Chochmahi. It requires a certain amount of Chochmah to know how to take it down. Oh, that's one thing if it's a lafa, another thing if it's shaped to take it down and not break it. So they were bikim. What?
Was that a mold that they used? It was a mold.
They used a mold, and nevertheless they had to take it out of the mold in the middle of the baking, so that it got a crust. And the way the Tiferes Yisrael says, they started baking it straight, and when it got to a certain point of baking, they curved it and put it into a mold. That's why I think that's the way he describes it. So anyway, the Gemara says, they knew how to make it and how to remove it from the oven. They didn't want to teach it to anybody. It seems the Gemara was suspicious if they didn't want to teach people because they were big shots, or if they didn't want to teach people for some good reason. So the Chachamim didn't want, it's like a union. You know, they're in control. They didn't want such a thing. So they went, they said, you're fired. They brought experts from Alexandria, from Egypt. They were experts at making the lechem upon them. But they couldn't get to take it off properly. So base garmai, now here they have a few gear size. I'll plug in the Groz gear so, which is like the Babli. Base garmai, they baked it in the oven. They removed it in the oven. And it didn't spoil, it was done well. Elu, these Alexandrians, they couldn't do it in the oven. So they had to do it on the outside of the oven, which is not as hot. Our ovens are insulated. But they had ovens, it was a metal wall, it was hot on the outside. And it didn't bake well, it would spoil. Chachamim said, they're trying to break Beis Garmai's monopoly, but it's not working. Amru, kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu lekvaydei bara. Whatever God created, the wisdom He created is in His honor. Shenemar kol pa'al Hashem lemaneu. All that's done, that Hashem created to be done lemaneu is in His honor. Shalchu achreyem. They sent Beis Garmai to come back. Leiratzu. Now Beis Garmai know they need me. They don't want to come back. Lovei atchekaflu lem schar. They doubled the schar. Yud beis mana hayunaitlin. 100 mana. A mana is 100 dinar. A dinner is 192 prut, about $2. So money is about $200. So they wanted $2,400. It doesn't say if this is per year or per loaf. I don't know. But they used to get 12 mana. Naslam chav dalit. They doubled it. Yudayim chav dalit. Yudayim naslam em ches. Amr lehem im neim ainat em reitzel lalamed. Why don't you want to teach it? What would you say?
Who wants competition?
Amru lahen, Mesayris he biyadeinu miyaveseinu, Shabayis hazeh osel licharev. This base of Midrash will be destroyed. Shal yimadu achem v'yaslof ne'avay dezara shalahem. I don't want the secret to get out to ayvdi avay dezara. B'dvar malalu maskiru noisei lishvach. And in the following, they praise them, shal yotza miyad b'neyam pas nekiyam miyaylam. Now you have to know, whole wheat bread was a poor man's food. White bread was a rich man's food. A rich man could afford to take the flour and sift it again and again, and he'll have less flour, so he'll buy more. Poor men left the whole wheat inside. The lechem upon it was made from white flour. So they did not let their children eat pastakia. They never let their children eat white bread. People say, yeah, they took this white bread from the lechem upon it. So they were Yisam Nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. They didn't want anybody to be suspicious.
They would ask. They wouldn't have doubled the salary.
Why not?
What? In other words, if they were so pure, you know,
they wouldn't have doubled the salary. They did it in honor of the Beis Hamikdash, and it should be expensive. I don't know. We're gonna have a rerun of this Gemara now with Beis Aftinas. I guess Beis Aftinas saw Beis Garmai had something good. You're going to see from the Gemara later, it seems the Chacham was suspicious if they were really the Shem Shemayim or not. We'll see in a minute. First, based off Tinas on my sector, so we're going to have a rerun.
Why did they fire him? Test the other guys first. Fire
test the other guys.
You know,
didn't work.
Remember Reagan? He fired all the traffic controllers. sometimes you have a bravado and you just do it. And
get a double
one. The funny thing is they did it again. You know, you make a mistake once, now they're going to make the same mistake. So based off Tinas, how you bikin, I might say Peter McTyrus. They were bikin and preparing the Ktyrus, Ubamaila Oshon. Now, my Lashon is not one of the 11 things, right? There are achrasa samanim hayuba. There are some things that have to be there. And as a hiddur mitzvah, they stuck in Malay Lashon. My Lashon was a secret ingredient that made, we'll see, the smoke go up in a beautiful way, straight up. Leiratzu lalamed. Shochel v'yum the Alexander Yishom Mitzrayim. Same story. Hayu b'kim pita makteris. But Malay Lashon, hayu b'kim. They couldn't get the smoke to go up. So Beisav Tinas, when Beisav Tinas made it, Hoysa Misameres Va'oilo Kimakal. The smoke went up beautifully, like a stick, like a pillar. Ufaisa V'yayredes. It would be like, I hate to say, like a mushroom cloud. It would go straight up and then spread out in all directions. Shal'elu Hoysa Paisa Miyad. This smoke spread right away. Kivin Shiyadu Chachamim B'davar Amru Kama Shabar Kishbaruch L'Kvaydei Barah. Now, you could be Yaitza Pita Maktiris with smoke that spreads out. But they said, look, whatever beauty Hashem created should be used in the Beis HaMikdash for His honor. All that call on my name, I created for my honor. So therefore, Shalchu Achreyem Lovai, Shalchu Achreyem V'loyuratzu Lovai, Achakof Lev Scharan. Same story. Yud Beis Manah Yudaitlin, Aslan Chav Dalit. And then they came. Same thing. Why don't you want to teach anybody how to do this Mali Oshim? We have a Kabbalah the base of Israel Bicharev, and we don't want it to be known. Somebody will take it and do it in the base of Aydazar. Shalahan. But same thing again. And the following thing they were praised. Listen to this: No woman in their family went out with perfumed, because the same thing people are going to say. Yeah, where are they getting it from? Yeah. If someone in Beis Aftinas married a woman, Shalai tispasim. I'm only marrying you on the condition you don't use perfume. Shal yo'aymrim v'maisak toiris hein bispasmais. Mekayin shenemar v'ayis nekiyim e'Hashem in Yisrael. Mekayin the obligation to stay clean from Hashem and that nobody should accuse you. So here we have the same story twice, that they kept a secret. Now the kash I had on this, they said the base image will be chariv, and we don't want Goyim to do this in the base of Eidah Zara. Why does it have anything to do with the base of Eidah being Charim? Why didn't they just say, we don't want anybody to do it in the base of Eidah Zara? It's very strange. We know the base of Eidah will be Charim. Then they'll do it in the base of Eidah Zara. So I don't understand it.
Same question on the Lechem Aparim.
Same exact question on Lechem Aparim. Unless there was such a competition that as long as the base of Eidah stood, the other Eidah Zaras wouldn't copy them. I don't know. Like today, all the other religions are just takeoffs of Judaism. So they wouldn't the base of Eidah Zara, because they're doing the base of Yiddish, they're not going to do it. What?
That was the only way to earn a living. So as long as the rest of
the I mean, people are going to want to earn a living, they're going to go there. Okay, maybe that's a good explanation.
Why are they quoting a different pasuk?
Well, so it's interesting. The first one quoted Palashem Lemaneu. Second one called the Fadi Barasim. So there is a Nusach Achrina in the parentheses that sticks in the first pasuk. But otherwise, I don't know. You know, it's the type of thing where if it was a Bavli, we'd open up Svarim and we'd see, you know, somebody would say a Pshat. But I don't know. We're stuck. We don't have a Prima Farsh. Omer Rabbi Yaisi. Okay, we're 8 or 9 lines up. Pam achas ha'isi oimed b'Yerushalayim. Umatzasi tinuk echad b'shal beis aftinas. Once I was in Yerushalayim, and I met a child from this family. Amartin loy b'ni meiz mishpacha at amali mishpacha pliny. I'm from that family. Amartin loy b'nei aveisecha Lefishin eskavnu l'rabbis kvaidam ulamayit kvaid shemayim. He held that they did not do it the right way. Since they wanted to be marbe their own honor, and they were willing to be memayit kvaid shemayim for it, lefika kvaidam nismayit. Look, the Beis Hamidrash is charev, you're nothing special. Kvaid shemayim nisrabba. Now what does that mean, kvaid shemayim nisrabba? How was kvaid shemayim nisrabba? So the Karban Eda says that by the Chorbin, the Goyim said, you see, the Creator doesn't show favorites. Even if the Jews sin, He still punishes them. Like it says by Nadav and Avihu, that it was a, sort of a Kiddush Shem Shemayim for those who believe in the Bari Olam, that He doesn't show favorites. So this Mandi Yama held, they did it for a bad reason. We'll have a Mandi Yama soon that says that they had a good, that
even
their intentions were
for a bad reason. So you tell this to a Tinnik?
Even if it's a bad reason, you tell it to a Tinnik?
Yeah, who said Tinnik means a baby? It could be a teenager.
It's verbal abuse. I don't know, it's a good question.
You have a problem with the mishpacha, you tell a Tinnik, I have a problem with your mishpacha.
Once upon a time, they spoke, they gave Musar more. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Sachli Shimon Ben Luga. Shimon Ben Luga told me the following story. Malaka de Yisi Asavim, ani betinik echad, mishal Beis Aftinas. Me and another boy from Beis Aftinas, we were picking flowers. Varisi oisai shabacha, risi oisai shesachak. I saw emotion overcame him. He wept, he laughed. Amarti loy bini, lama bechisa. Why are you crying? Amali, a kovet shel beis avash and nismait. I was thinking about the honor of Beis Aftinas, which no longer lives, goes on. V'loma sachakta. Amli, a kovet amesukin letzadikim lasid lavan. And the honor that's standing for tzadikim lasid lavan. Maru Isa, what made you think of that? He said, mala oshan lenegdi. He said, we're picking flowers, and I saw some of this secret ingredient, the Mali Oshan, which they put into the Ketores that made the smoke go straight up. So, Numisilai, Bini, Hareoli. He got all excited. He said, my son, show me which one is the Mali Oshan. Amali, Rebbe, Mesiris, Biyade Meavaisa, Shaloi La Raisa Libria. I have Mesiris in our family. It's a family secret. We don't show it, even after the Chorban, we don't show it to anybody.
It sounds like the end of Marcus. This is laughing, crying.
Right, you're going to have a Rabbi Kiva now, who ends up good. You're going to have a Rabbi Kiva in a minute. Omer Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Poga bi zokin echa mishal beis aftinas. Once, a zokin came over to me. Umegilas amimon biyadai. He had the secret. He had the Megillah that had the secrets of how to make the samimonim. Omeli, Rabbi. So he said to me, Rabbi, l'sha'over hoya beis abat snuin. In the past, my family was tzaddikim. They were humble people. And they were quiet people. They passed it from father to son, and they didn't go to other people. Ashav she'enon, based abba ne'manim, says now they're not good people anymore. They're going to go show it to other people. Heilachas amagila v'zorba. He gave over the Beis Aftinas a secret to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. He said, you keep the secret. Kishabasi v'rtzisi advarim lefnei Rabbi Kiva. So now Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, when I went and I told this story to Rabbi Kiva, zolgu ein of demais. He began to weep. Omar me'ata ein on utzrichin laskiron lignai. Till now we thought they're doing it for a bad reason. Now we see that they weren't doing it for a bad reason.
It seemed like the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed when they were telling off the story. That goes against what they were saying before, that they're not going to give over their secrets.
So they didn't give over their secrets to just anyone. But they entrusted this, they gave away the secret. They stopped passing it to their children. They gave it away to the Gadol Hadar and let him keep the secret. Rabbi Kiva was 70 years after the Chorban. It's a little puzzling why, because the member of the family 70 years after the Chorban was a righteous man, how that proves that a couple hundred years ago they were also righteous people. I guess Rabbi Kiva understood that
they have the Messiah.
That they have some sort of Messiah,
and
they're keeping.
He's worried now of losing.
It's funny, plenty of tzaddikim b'nei Rishayim, Rishayim b'nei tzaddikim. So
no, but it's possible he kept that. So there was a secret code.
Yeah.
He kept the secret code. Now,
why should I speak bad of them? Okay, so we end up they're good people. Now we still don't know about Beis Garmai, but at least we know about Beis Aftinas.
It goes retroactively. Now, from now on, they're not going to be criticized.
Maybe Taka means that this Dor is tzaddikim, so why should we speak bad about them?
They're not donkeys.
Could be. Yeah. They're not donkeys. We're not donkeys. They're not, yeah. Next, Elazar ala Paroiches. If this Masechta would, instead of 15 appointees, they would have like 45. We could have finished the Masechta easily. But anyway, we're running out of names. Elazar ala Paroiches. Sheimamuna al Orge Paroiches. He was in charge of those who wove the Paroiches. There was constant need to keep the curtains in the Beis HaMikdash going, afresh. Pinchas HaMalbish. Pinchas was the dresser. What do I call it in English? The
Chamberlain.
Have a name for somebody who...
A valet. Valet is the help you get dressed.
That's what he was. You'll see in a minute. He helped people get dressed. Shoye Malbish Big Dekuna Gedaila. Maisa B'Kayin Echad. Shehilbish L'Istartiyos Echad. This fellow was a good, he knew how to outfit people. So he went, Istartiya Secha, to one general. And these guys were so good at outfitting people, you know, their suit fit just right, that when he once did it to a general, he gave him a big reward. So it was showing that they were good. It wasn't just that you might think they were good, you know, spiritually. No, they were good physically. Even a Goyish general appreciated what they used to do.
No, these are Kohanim. All the people mentioned.
I don't know that they were all Kohanim. This last one certainly was. I don't know that they were all Kohanim. Mordechai certainly wasn't a Kohanim. He was one of them. So I don't know from which shave it. Somehow in my mindset is that I remember the one in charge of Lechem Hapanim was a Levi. But I don't know from where I know that. Okay. Mishnah Beis, Halacha Beis, Masnisen. We're still talking about the affairs of the Beis HaMikdash, the appointees. Ein poichsim mishiva armar kulin v'shloisha gizbayrim. Now this, I hate to say it, it's like federal government. You have seven supervisors and three workers. Now that sounds very strange. You know, armar kulin is Omar HaKoyel. Is somebody who said what to do. And you have three gizbarim. I don't know, I can't explain it. It's a pasuk. Maybe there were seven supervisors, and in each section there were three workers, like three workers by the clothing, three workers by the bread, three workers. Maybe I don't know exactly. And Tani Mishnei Katlikin, there were two above the seven. Hadu Diksiv. So you had seven, you had three workers, seven supervisors, and two cooler managers. Diksiv, Yechiel v'Uziyov v'Nachas Gizbarim, three Gizbarim. Asael, Yerimais, Yizbar, Yizbad, Eliel, Yismichio, Machas, B'neyo, seven, Zamar Kulin, supervisors. Pekidin, they were appointed, Miad, Peninyu, V'Shamai, Achiv, Ketilgin, there were three, right? Two Katligin. Peninyo and Shimon, his brother, were the managers. B'mifkid Yechesku HaMelech, they were all under the Chizkiyo, the king. V'Azaryo, Negid Beis Elikim, and Azaryo was appointed as the governor, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash. HaMelech V'Kayin Gadol, of the Beis Elikim, of the Melech, and the Kayin Gadol.
Who appointed all these people?
The Melech was Chizkiyo, and Azaryo was the appointee of the Beis Elikim, HaMelech V'Kayin Gadol. Kishu chaysim, when they sealed money, listen to how they sealed money. Hagizbar chaysim, so one gizbar would first put his seal. Noisim l'amarkel, he had to go to one of the amarkels. Amarkel chaysim, a second seal. Noisim l'katlikin, third seal. Katlikin chaysim. Noisim l'kangadol, kangadol chav, fourth seal. Noisim l'melech. So he had five seals on the piggy bank. Shumatir, when they had to take out money, hamelech roya chaysimai. Umatir, the Melech would check if his seal was still there. He'd open it. Kagal Raya Chaisma Yumatir, Kathika Raya Chaisma Yumatir, Amalka Raya Chaisma Yumatir, Gizba Raya Chaisma Yumatir. So it was a very tight supervision over the money. If you learn Nach, you see why. In Daf Torah, Parsha Shkolim, it tells the story of how they took care of money in the Beis HaMikdash originally. Originally they had an honor system. The honor system did not work. They had an honor system, I mentioned once, where they said any Kayan could take money for Bedek HaBayis and put it in his pocket. But everything has to get fixed. So he told the Kohanim, listen, every Kohanim is weak, every family has a week, every Kohanim is day. Take any money that's given and just make sure it's fixed. No headaches, no records, no nothing. What happened? Plenty of Kohanim took, and no Kohanim fixed. There were cracks in the wall of the base of Mikdash. So the Torah tells about how they had to reorganize and do it again with supervision, which is the right way to do it with public money.
If there is no accountability,
no accountability, then there's no accounting.
This was the room where
The IRS should try that. Let everyone just pay their own taxes. And, you know.
This was the room where they had the money from the carbon seabirds.
This is not the proof. This is all the different monies that came from Beit HaKabayis. We're not talking about the shkolim necessarily. We have a rule that nobody can collect from the tzibur as an individual. Anytime somebody goes to collect money, it's got to be at least two people. Rav Nachman Shem Ramana, Al Shem Vehem Yikhu. It says in the Pasik, Vehem, Lashem Rabim. Heim Yikhu, Asazav, Asadcheh, Asasar Gaman. Omer Rav Chama, Ve Rav Chanina. Mipsailes Shaluchais Heshir Moshe. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, people are going to accuse him of stealing from the Mamet Sibur that he was in charge of. So we have a Kabbalah. Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy from the Pesilas of the Luchas. We have in Parshas Kisisa. The Moshe Rabbeinu, he got the Luchas, the stones from Hashem. They were gems. And the second Luchas. And he scratched out, he etched out the words. What came out were valuable stones. And from that, Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy.
How do the shavings or the shavings?
I don't mean shavings. I mean the
actual pebbles or whatever.
Right. When you engrave, it wasn't engraved, it was through and through, so you get big chips. How do they say, psal lecha, shtei luchas avanim? Psal lecha, shetei psailas lecha. What comes out is yours. Om Reb Chanan, matzu shal avanim tevis amur goli, yais barali HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaych ahalai. We menu hashir. God put a mine of valuable stones in his tent, and from that he became wealthy. Mizeh hashir maisha. Ksiv. Now listen to this. He beat to Akre Moshe at Bayo Ayala. Says they people used to stare at Moshe. Train Amayroin. Two totally opposite pshat. Why were they watching Moshe Rabbeinu? Chanom alignai, chanom alishvach. One says the people were nasty, and one says they were praiseworthy. Mandi amalignai. This is what they used to say about Moshe Rabbeinu. Chamoin shakin, chamoin karin. Look at his thick. Flesh, right? Chamay Shaki, he's got thick thighs. Chamay Kron, and his thick knees. I don't know. Chamay. What did I say? There's an extra chamay in here. What does the dollar do with it?
Look at his flesh.
I mean, look at his Shaki, look at his Karen. Chamay, look. Kupid Ochel, meat. Cup of steak. Kupid Ochel min Yudai, Vishasi min Yudai. He's eating and drinking. He's taking all the money from the Jews. Call him Maglim in the Yudai. Whatever he takes is from the Jews. They looked at the tzaddik umizaki tovia, and they have a big schus. The schus lemechme yasei. It's a schus to see him. So what's going on here? It's funny. Some people dash on the gnai. Some people dash on the shvach. I'm guessing that there were Jews that were like this mandiyama and Jews that were like that mandiyama. You know. The Jews who looked at it this way, and Jews who looked at it that way. It's hard to believe about Moshe Rabbeinu, but...
It's supposed to be all in a high madriga. That's the hard thing.
The Dar Midbar.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't say anything. They just thought it. They would tzaddik and they say a word of Lashon Hara, but this is the way they thought. I don't know.
Yeah. Your palm gave a whole shiur on Erev Shabbos that time on showing how when Moshe had to go out of his way, they checked the teeth.
He wasn't about Moshe. He was talking about when they picked the shkolim. He used to talk about
right?
that.
Right. So he said that how they used to have
the Yisem Nekiyim.
So here we're saying that there was a good reason because that was explanatory. Everybody understood it, and there were people still looking bad.
Yeah. All right. Next Mishnah. We're still continuing with the function of the Beis Hamikdash. We mentioned that there was someone in charge of the tokens, the chesamos. Dalit chesamos hayi b'mishnah. Here you have to know. Again, you can know from the Siddur. You know, you can have the Siddur, please. That there were... Now, the chesamais here that we're talking about were chesamais for the oil, flour, and and wine that was brought along with the carbon. Typically, a person brought his own animal. Animals are different. You choose an animal. Flour is flour. Wheat is wheat. Oil is oil. So we know that niskeim kemedubar, shloisha esrayim lapar, every par, every ox has three esrayim of flour. Shnei esrayim la'ayel, every ayel, every ram, two esrayim. Isarin la'keves. And a keves or a gedi was one isarin. So you have to know there are only three families of animals that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The bakar is only the ox and family.
Both.
The ox or a calf, that's the same family. That's a behemagasa, a big animal. That's shloisha esrayim lapar. And then there was sheep and goats, which are considered halachically the same family. Shnei esrayim la'ayel. An ayel, a ram, a male sheep, had its own measure. Isarin la'keves, the goats or the sheep had the smallest measure. Same thing with the wine. The wine was shlisha sayin, revia sayin, and chatzi ayin. It was also three measures. Every time you brought a normal carbon, it was this measure. So you had obviously three tokens. One token for par, one token for ayil, one token for keves. What does token mean? You gave your money, you got this token, and when you went in, they gave you a kit. The kit had oil, wine, and flour. Either got a power kit, or a keves kit, or a ayil kit. Whatever you needed, you got it that way. Made a lot of sense? So the Mishnah says, Dalit chaysamais ayil b'mikdash, do a four chaysamais. Because of a name, Egel, Zachar, Gedi, v'chayte. What were the four? Egel is the ox family. Zachar is a nickname for a ram. Gedi is a goat or a sheep, is a small animal. So the three we know, I just read it from the Siddur. V'chayte, what is chayte? That's a mitzayra. Mitzayra was called chayte. Now why does he need a different amount of oil? He needs oil for one more thing. For the bainus. They would smear oil on his ear and on his thumbs. He needed an extra amount of oil, an extra lug of oil.
There was a toe, the bohen. That was the ear, right?
The ear is the tunuchayzen, and the bayan is the thumb.
Okay.
So, Ben Azza Yamar, hey hayu. So he had, he really, now they brought three karbanis. The Mitzayra brings three karbanis. Mm-hmm. So he needs nine measures. Three, three, and three for each. Plus, Leisha Sarayim times three. Plus one for the oil. A oil, he needed one extra for the bayin. So, Ben Azay says five. Why five? He says, first of all, there were five. And second of all, Aramis Kosav Aleim. It was written in Aramaic. Egel Dechar Gedi, Chayte Dal, Chayte Yashir. If you remember from Chumash, there's a carbon oil of a Yairin. Meaning a rich man brings three animals when he's a mitzayra. He needs three measures of oil. A poor man brings two birds and one animal. Now birds, they're known as sachem for birds. So he only had one animal. So he needed a measure of oil for the animal. Plus an extra lug for his ears and his thumb. So his measure was for one animal. Now why couldn't he just take a one animal token? Because he needed that extra lug. Now, the question is, why doesn't the Tanakhama agree with this? Right? We're saying each animal has its measure, it has three tokens. And then, Mitzayra needs an extra lug, he needs his own. Mm-hmm. So why does, everyone should agree. There are two types of Mitzayra. The Mitzayra brings three animals, a large amount plus one, and a Dal who brings the small amount plus one. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara will ask what they're arguing about. Mm-hmm. Egel Mishamish and Nichse Bakar. The Egel token was used for all types of bakar. Didn't matter you bring a big animal, small animal, male or female, same amount of oil. Doesn't matter the size of the animal. Chus mishal elim, except for a ram. Ayel was the third token, mishamish nisei elim, bulvad. It was only used for rams, which are zachar, and not nekeva. Chayte mishamish nisei shalish behemish al metzaira. The chayte was for the three animals of the mitzayra plus the extra lug. Now, how did it work in the Beis Hamikdash? Mishayim mevakish nesachim. Let's say you come to the Beis Hamikdash, you want nesachim. Where do you buy a token? Halach leitzel yoichin and shemumun alachesamais. First you went to the booth. Now that was outside, because there's no money taken into the Harabayis. You're not going to the Harabayis with money. So outside the Harabayis, you went to him, you bought your tokens. You go into the booth of Achya, who's in charge of the Nesachim. You're giving your token, and you accept from him your Nesachim. La'erev, every evening, now the amount of tokens Achya had, and the amount of money that, what was his name? Yeah. The Yechanan had, had to shtim, otherwise Yechanan pocketed some money. Mm-hmm. Right? If he sold 20 tokens, and he only had money for 15, he was stealing money. So every evening, bon zeitzelzeh, they would come one next to the other. Achya moitzias echesamais. Yachya would say, look, I have, let's say, 20 or 200 tokens. Makabel kedegden mois. And he would get the money, he had to buy more for tomorrow. In pichsu, pichsu loi. If something was missing, pichsu loi.
It was his law.
V'yishalim yachanim ebeisai. Yachanim had to pay the difference if there was the discrepancy. Vim hoisiru, hoisiru lehegdish. And if there was extra, so his extra went to Hegdish. So Hegdish always had a good deal. So Hegdish can't lose.
Well, the reason why you
had a terrible deal.
Yeah. The reason why you.
Why do you want the position then?
Shayad Hegdish al Yad for the covered. Okay. Shayad Hegdish al Yad.
So the reason why they can't bring the money is because the money was mekabel tuma.
No, it's covered. Part of the covered of the Harabayis, even today. People want to walk on the Harabayis. It says in the Mishnah Brachis, you're not allowed to go there with shoes, with a mako, with tarmilay, and with a money belt. Truth is, the Mechas Chinuch is mesupik. He brings a Gemara. It must be somewhere in the Gemara that if not going there with money means you're not going with money, or you're not going with open money, with a money belt. It's not covered. You're going based on Israel money. So
why did those pushkis in there? That Haftarah that was mentioned before.
That was outside. That was all outside. Yeah, 100%. You didn't go in with money. Inside you didn't go with money. That was around the perimeter of the of the Harabais.
Couldn't buy a token today.
Oh, so we're going to see in a minute. We're going to say the token was dated. Every token had a date. And that way they could even...
They found something like that one day. Were
they different prices? Yeah, because every token was a different price because they represent a different amount of oil.
Something like that.
Whatever it cost them, they charged.
I just said something like that.
Yeah, they had to shtim. I said they had 200 tokens. They had to know 50 of this, 45 of this, 35 of that.
Is he selling the tokens by himself? Or is he with someone else?
Well, he did it by himself because there was a way to check up on him afterwards.
Two people?
You always need two when you demand money from people. Srara ala tzibur. If you're collecting, you need two.
Why is the token different than carrying money?
Because it's not a lack of respect. If it's a token, that's a Beis HaMikdash token. It was something respectful. I don't know if it was metal or it was a piece of parchment. I don't know what it was made of. But it was respectful.
Shabbos restaurants have to sell those tickets.
The Shabbos restaurants have the tickets. The old shuls, the Yom Kippur tickets. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We used to give yarmulkes.
We had it in Yeshiva. They used to have sodas on Shabbos.
They used to have Shabbos sodas. They used to have to, right?
That's also
money.
Obviously, it's not
mukzah,
right?
Well, not
mukzah. Apparently. Now, the guy's walking around the Beis HaMikdash. He lost his token. Said, does he get a refund or doesn't he? This is what we did. Mamtinan loyada erev. Someone says, I lost the token. So you wait till the evening. In the evening, in matzu loyikidei chaismai, nice and loy. They did their accounting. And if it turned out that there was one short, they would give it to him. And lav loyayu nice and loy. It was dated because of the crooks. The crook is going to say, I lost it. They give him money. And then tomorrow he'll come in with his token and he'll say, here's my token. The token was dated. Like you get a receipt, the bus receipts here. Get a receipt, it's only good for that day. That's how they knew at the end of the day, everything should be used. Alright, so this is the token system that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Apparently it wasn't for animals. It seems everybody brought his own animal. And this was for these things.
It's probably parchment, because metal is much harder to do each day.
It's easier with parchment, to write on it. Zokti Gemara. Kebenazai chayte da lomo yamevi lugai imai. Ukebenazai. Benazai. The Gemara is saying, Benazai has a good taina. Ukebenazai chayte da lomo. The Gemara is asking on the Tanakama. Then, as I said, a chayte dal, he needed his own token. It's one par plus an extra lug. He answers, hayamevi lugai imai. It was really a jip in the Beis Hamikdash. It was a premium price. Because all the people who worked for the Beis Hamikdash had this deal where if anything goes wrong, they lose. So for a poor person, he brought lugai imai because it was expensive. That's one pshat. That's the pshat it says here on the page. That's all shver. Because if it's expensive, let him buy everything and bring it. So I saw in the Menachem Eshev Nefesh, he says a nice pshat. He says the Nesachim, you don't have to bring. You can bring your carbon and pay the Nesachim later. But as long as he didn't bring his carbon and his lug, he had Isurei Mitzayra. Mitzayra, for example, is Asa Le'ishtai. So for poor people, they let them bring the carbon and bring his lug and get it shmir on his finger. It'd be Mutter Le'ishtai. And he owes the Nesachim. When he saves the money, he'll bring the Nesachim. So therefore, that's how he touches this Gemara, that he let him bring his own lug. And later, when he needs to, he'll bring the oil for the Nesachim. Baram Kirabanon, Mevi Gedi Nischei Rachel. He would bring a Gedi, would be the same Nesachim as a Rachel, as a older member of the same family. Ma Min Ma Ditaninon, Gedi Mishamesh Nichsei Tzayin. This is something we know from this which we learned. The Gedi had the same Nesachim as the sheep. Gedolim Ketanim Zaharv in the Kavis. Had Amri Nischei Rachel Kenischei Gedi Kisim Kochi Yosa L'shara Echad Oy La'ayel Echad Oy L'sevak Fosavim Oy Ba'izim. Now we're going to darshan the three tokens, the three levels. L'shara Echad Lama Nemar. Why does it say one measure for a shar? Magich lechalep in this case egel nechse shar. Same thing for a goat, a calf, or a full grown ox. Shaya b'din, you would think. Look, ben sain ta nesachim, ben baiket sain nesachim. Sheep get nesachim, and oxen get nesachim, which is bigger, city people. Ox is bigger than a sheep. So in mitzanu shechalep in this case nechse ayil. It's logical. If a sheep is a smaller amount of oil, and a ram is a bigger, so I should do the same thing and say a calf is a small ox. It should be a small amount of oil. And a ox, a full grown ox, is bigger. So it's exeris akas of shara echad. Magid shloi cholak. It teaches us they didn't make a difference. Be nirse egel and nirse shar. Next it says in the pasuk, oila ayil. A ram at its own measure. Lama nema shaya b'din. Same thing. Mitzanu shechalep nesei ben shanal nesei ben shnas ayim. If we find that there's a difference between an ayil who's in his second year and a regular sheep which is in its first year, l'kach nechalep nesei shnas ayim nesei shalosh. So I would think to continue making differences as an animal grows up. Tamin lama oila ayila echad oila se oila ayila echad. That all rams had the same. Doesn't matter if they got older. The third token was Oyla Sebek Savim, Lama Nehmar, Hayab Adin, the same thing. Mitzana Shechalib Nisei Kevaz Lisei Ayel. It's the difference between a ram and a sheep. Lekach Nechalib Nisei Kispal Nisei Rachel. So in the female, I should make a difference between an older sheep and a younger sheep. Tam and Lime, Oyla Sebek Savim, Oyla Sebek Savim. All sheep are the same. Same Jerusha, three times. Oyba Yizim Lama Nehmar, goats. Shayev Adin, Mitzana Shechalib Nisei Kevaz Lisei Ayel. Is it just a ram and sheep? So maybe I should make a difference between a baby goat and a male goat. So we're ending up with psukim for each of the three tokens. One for the large, for the ox family, one for rams, and one for the sheep and the goats, which were the same. V'shem hayoyim kosov, that it was dated. Hagaba atzmach. Funny expression. Hagaba atzmach. You have to be careful with yourself. Shezayig oisei hayoyim, that it should have the inscription of that day. Now what the Gemara is saying is that you're going to be careful and have that day. So let's say it's Monday. So next Monday, he'll bring his token next Monday. So the Gemara says, Shem Mishmar Hayakasav Alav. It had the name of the Mishmar. There were 24 families. Each week was one. had a day and a mishmar. Hagar ba'atzmach. Shazayah goes to mishmar. If you're going to be careful with yourself, if you can have the mishmar's name, he'll wait till the next cycle and he'll bring it again. So the Gemara says, Shem Hayayim, Shem Shabbos, I guess which parasha, Shem Chaydash Ekasav Aleim, Ephilu Ratzel Azayig, Ematzel Azayig. Even if he wants to do a trick, he can't do a trick. How did they write the year? Why does it say the year? Shem Hayayim, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chaydash. What's with the year? I'm assuming the odds of a Mishmar coming out the same week next year didn't exactly come out. It's 48 plus 3 weeks for the Yom Tovim, so it's really 51. So maybe it was off by one, so it wasn't the same.
Because that's a secular year.
So next year was off by one, so you save it 24 years. I guess 24 years they were off.
No, saying it's not going to be, it's
off by. What?
They have press or some sort?
I mean, how did they make sure no one did a phony thing?
God, this is the amount of work it takes to make the puppets every day.
Yeah, they did it every day.
All right, you have a business going. That always went into the price, you know, for money you can do anything.
So he didn't hand in. He can't reuse the token. He's afraid he's going to use it again.
He handed in the token when he got the oil.
But it's a different day.
What am I afraid of?
No, I'm afraid he's going to come one day and say, I lost my token. At the end of the day, they'll do an accounting, and he lost his token. Then tomorrow, he'll be a wise guy, he'll bring in his token. Then Yosef will have to make it up.
Tokens were void. These weren't reusable tokens.
If they were reusable. They were not reusable.
The whole concept is not to make them reusable. Yeah,
so I doubt they were made out of silver if they were not reusable.
Not if you get high, they breathe the next day.
They're questioning how many tokens
they're
clearly not reusable.
Zok the Mishnah. Shtei lishchais migdash. We're still telling the running of the Beis HaMikdash. There were many, but it's describing two closets. Achas lishchas chashoyin. It's a very nice thing. I didn't remember this. Now, besides all the Beis HaMikdash needs, they had a room for secret donations to help aniyim quietly. Lishchas chashoyim. They had a lishcha. Look, there are always some aniyim that walk around collecting. There are always some people who are aniyim that aniyim ben tovim. They don't feel comfortable collecting. In Hilchos Tzedakah, it says it's a higher tzedakah to help somebody who can't go around collecting himself for whatever reason. This lishchas chashoyin was the lishcha of secrets, where money was put in quietly and it was distributed quietly. Va'achas lishchas hakelim, and then they had a room you could donate any kelim you want. Strange to me, because I know, you know, when you have a flea market, so you get all kinds of stuff thrown in. That's what it sounds like. There was a room you could donate mops and brooms and pails and chairs, anything you want. So listen.
Where were these lishkas?
The lishkas were in what they called the Ezras Noshim, which was not Kodesh. The outside part.
On Harabayis?
Yeah, I'm sure on the Harabayis.
They
walked in with mops. How they gave the money.
How they gave the money.
Yeah, so I guess it had to be outside the Harabayis. I don't know.
You enter from the outside.
Right. There's a loophole in halacha. You could have a lishcha the Arabayis if its door opened out, it had a din of out. Yeah. Even if it was totally in, but it had.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe she'll look at a map and see if it's. They have these maps there. A lishcha chashoyin. What was there? Yirei chait noisim l'saicha b'chashoyin. People that were yirei chait and were happy to give secret donations, some people wanted to announce their donation. People that wanted to give secret donations, they will put it there. V'aniyim b'nei tovim, and aniyim who couldn't collect because they were from good family, respected families, misparnesim b'toicha b'chashoi, they would be given money from there secretly. Lishchas hakelim, kol mishu misnadiv kli zarka l'saicha, you could throw in any keli you want. And achas u'shloishim yayim ha'gizbarim paischin oisa. Once every 30 days, the gizmo would go in. Now, kol kli shematzu b'tzarech l'bedek habayis. If someone threw in a kli, they needed a mop. They could use a bedek habayis. Menichin oisai. They would leave it there for when it's needed. Hashar nimkoyim. Somebody threw in a chair. They know those chairs. You know, I'll sit in the base of English. So, the mayim naif l'bedek habayis. So they would have a flea market. They'd sell the used kli. And memela, it would go l'bedek habayis. So this was the system of collecting money for aniyim and collecting money for bedek habayis. Gemara relates, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachman, Havon Havion Parnasin, they were people that took care of these secret distributions. Vavin Yavoin Lereb Chama, Avui Dereb Yoshia, dinner. They would give money to this and this person, Hu Yoav Lei Lechayrnin, and he would give it to these quiet people who needed money. Reb Zecharia Chasli Dereb Levi, Hava Koyo Melizin Olav. People started whispering about him, because he kept on taking money, and it looked like he was taking for himself. Omrin Deloit Sarich, Vunasiv. He said he doesn't really need the money, and he's going and taking money. I mean, the Damach, when he died, Botkin Vashkechin, Davamathulgle Lacharnin. After he died, they found the secret that he was taking money, pretending he needs it. He wanted to save the face of the Aniyim. So he went and he pretended he was taking it for himself, but he really took it for the true Aniyim. Rechinin of our Papa, have a maflig mitzvah belelya. He used to give out tzedakah at night. At night, it was nobody walked in the street. They didn't have electricity. So at night, he would give out tzedakah. Chadzman pogabe rafain duruchaya. One day, he's walking in the night, and he meets the head of the Shadim. Amalei, loikan ilfin rebi, loistasi gavul reyecha. The Shade tells, who is this? Rapapa, Chadir Bapapa. He says, what are you doing giving out tzedakah at night? Night is time of Kleach HaTumah. Why are you giving tzedakah, doing mitzvahs at night? Night is time for thieves. It's not time for charity. Amalei, so it seems he could talk lomdish to the Shadim. Anyways, he said to him, does it say someone gives tzedakah secretly overturns the anger? So when he gave him this answer, the Shade hid from him and ran away from him. It was a good response.
Is this one of the papas that's been mentioned?
Yeah, it's interesting. There is Chanina bar Papa and there's Chinina right. Bar Papa. So I don't know if it's a this different pronunciation. Darizal brings from this not to give tzedakah at night. If an oni comes, you give tzedakah at night. But when you go to give tzedakah, you don't do it in the first half of the night. You do it in the Dominican shuls as they collect by Shachris and Milchav and Nambay Mariv. It's brought Mishnah Berurah, Piyarizal, that if you're going to give tzedakah, better give it by day, and don't give it by night, because night is not a time.
So Purim by night, when people collect around?
Purim is Purim. Purim has its own rules.
Okay.
There are times that are Laila Kayyam Yoyim. Omer Abyayna, Ashrei Noisin Ladaleng Siv. It doesn't say praiseworthy is someone who gives to a poor person. Ela Ashrei Maskil Eldal. You have to understand the poor person. Who's praiseworthy? Someone who looks at the mitzvah, a good way to do it. He saw somebody who was embarrassing for him to collect, and he became poor. Now this is a tricky Gemara. He went over to this poor person. He said, I heard you have a Yerusha coming to you. Tul v'at pareya min pareya min have a...
You'll pay me back.
Nosir. And you'll pay back for what you get. This is a very shvera Gemara. You're not allowed to lend someone money. If he can't pay you back, you're not supposed to lend him money. It's the neiver. Unless he tells you, I might not be able to pay.
It's a trick.
So the Mepharshim say that he knew it was baloney. He knew it was baloney. Just the people around, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You know, you'd wink at him and say, look, I know you're getting Yerusha. Here's the money. Pay me back. I once heard Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, it was the most amazing thing I ever heard from him. I was listening to a tape in the 70s. It was in 73 or 74. I remember, I was just out of high school. And there was this big tumult about the mezuzahs. Remember? They had Arabs writing mezuzahs. And it's, especially the small mezuzahs, they were all no good. From then on, they started having mezuzahs with Hechsherim. The people who discovered it made an Asifa and Mansi, and they made Vadal Mishmer Stam, and they had five or six speakers to explain what happened. Rabbi Yaakov was the last speaker. Every speaker spoke about it, about that the mezuzahs are a problem, and you can't look at them if a guy wrote them, and they were missing Kutsi Shel Yud, the Yuds weren't written properly, and Rabbi Yaakov spoke last. One of the speakers said, if anyone can't afford mezuzahs, we have a gemach. We'll lend you money to buy mezuzahs. Rabbi Yaakov got up, He had to know Rabbi Yaakov. He was like a grandpa when he spoke. Very, he didn't speak like a speaker. He spoke like a Zayda. He said, I agree. He said, I agree with everything that was said here today, except for one thing. They said, if you can't afford mezuzahs, there's a gemach to lend money. Rabbi Yaakov said, the rule is, if you can't afford to do a mitzvah saseh, in Mordechai Mishmin Chasav, you're potter. To borrow money, if you know where you could pay it back, you're allowed to borrow money. You know you'll pay it back this and this time. But to borrow money, you don't know where you pay back, that's aser. So he said, it's better to have no mezuzahs on your house than to borrow money if you don't know where you could pay it back. Can you imagine a yid like that? Rabbi Yaakov said, that was such a musr, you know. If you don't know where you can pay it back from, so don't have a mezuzah. Now, which yid is not going to have a mezuzah on his house? But it was a musr that Rabbi Yaakov said. And anyway, the Gemara ends, Bakatul at Parem and Havan Nasim. Hav Amalei, Matana Hilach. And, once he took it, he would tell him, it's a gift to you. Chayabarada, is have a sub in Biyamayayin. There were, I guess, elderly people in his days. Manda have a hiv lahain mebein reishata letzuma rabba. Listen to these aniyim. You gave them tzedakah, they would take for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. How much tzedakah you can collect already, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? Have a nuspin. They would take tzedakah, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Min basar kei, loy have a nuspin. After Yom Kippur, they said, we're not taking any more tzedakah. Amri, they said, the shaton gabon. A year tzedakah is by us. What in the world are they talking about? A year tzedakah by us. So the way the Mepharshim explain, Gemara says, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it's kavua, how much money you're going to make the coming year. So they said, look, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, now there are really two girsais in the Bavli, in Beya. There's one girsa, it's kavua, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. And on the side of the page, it says, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. This is going, that from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it's decided how much money you'll make next year. So from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they would take money. Once Yom Kippur passed, they said, why don't we take tzedakah? It's already paskin how much money I'll get this year. So why should I take tzedakah money? I get the same amount of money from the rest of the year. So from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they took. And from Yom Kippur and on, they refused to take tzedakah money, which is an amazing, amazing thing.
Shabbos. I mean, yeah, it could be,
This is some people, I admire them, you don't admire them, I don't know.
We can't figure him out.
It's not a matter of admiration.
We just can't figure him out.
Nechemia, one more story. Nechemia is Shechin. It's a great Madrega. Nechemia is Shechin. Nechemia, the bar digger. Pogo by Yerushalmi Echad. So it was a poor Yerushalmi. Omele is Chimi Kachad Etanagulta. He said, I can't afford meat. Chip in with me. We'll buy a chicken. We'll split the chicken. Omele, I'll do better. Hochlo to Mise de Kupid. Vizavin Kupid Vachl. I'll give you money for a steak. Go buy a steak. Eat it. So he went, he bought it. Umis. His stomach was not used to steak. He died from it. Imagine, he tried to give tzedakah. He said he killed him. Why is the Gemara bringing such a strange story? Ashri maskil el dol. You have to understand what a poor man needs. And so yesterday we ended with someone dying of thirst. Today we end with someone dying from eating steak. And the final Yeshua Kriva.